This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching our beautiful program Hajj, the Journey of a Lifetime. If you've been watching the previous programs, the previous episodes, then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you must have realized that we have talked about the blessed city of Makkah, the blessedness and the sacredness of the Ka'batullah, and also Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how to welcome the month of Hajj. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today is going to be the 8th episode and we're going to be talking about the simplicity of a Haji. You know, how simple and what the blessings a Haji receives when he goes to Hajj as well. Now, the simplicity, why I chose this part is that Hajj teaches you simplicity. The clothes that people wear, that teaches you simplicity. Inshallah, so that we're going to go through that and we're going to learn how simple and how beautiful our deen is. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when these Hajis, when they get to Makkatul Mukarramah, how simple clothing they wear. You know, you have people who wear, you know, clothes with a, you know, value of thousands of pounds, but when they go to Makkah, they wear the same type of clothing. So simple, and everyone together. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, hope you can stay with me until the end of this episode. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to talk about the simplicity in Islam. How so many millions of Muslims, someone might be a millionaire, someone might be just a normal factory worker, someone might be living in a hut, someone might be living in a mansion, but when he comes to Islam, when he comes to Hajj, everyone is equal. A rich man is standing next to a poor man, but they are all wearing the same type of clothes. Why? Because we are all same. You know, Allah Ta'ala has not given any person more better fazila than the other because of money. There is no better person. Markul bada paisa janab, main bada ameera, main ye ya main ho, nothing like that. In Islam, we are all equal. Huh? Who is blessed? Who is the most superior? Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one who is superior is the one who is pious. Jo nek hai, parizgar hai, namazi hai, he is the one who is more pious. He is close in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And every one of us, we are all the children of Adam alayhi salam. No one is superior to anyone. Even if someone has money, someone has looks, someone has the voice, or someone is more famous than the other person, no, we are all equal. And we should all fear Allah Azza wa Jal. How Allah Ta'ala has brought people who were right at the peaks of their careers, they lost everything. And how a poor person, how a beggar from a street became one of the richest man. You know, this is Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Ta'ala can give izzat to whoever He wants. Allah Ta'ala can give zillat to whoever He wants. Allah Ta'ala mentions inside the glorious Quran. So Islam and Hajj teach us simplicity. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he wanted, he said, if I wanted, I could ask the mountains to turn into gold for me. Yet did he ever have love for gold? Never. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Allah Ta'ala gave me this opportunity that I could live like a rich person, like a king, but I chose poverty. Why? Because poverty brings you close to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Islam, such a religion, there is no force in Islam. La ikraha fi deen. There is no compulsion in religion. One of the moral lessons that we learn from Hajj is simplicity. Ajzi, inkisari, helping one another. You know, being modest in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And being understandable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When someone goes to Hajj, You only have one mission. No matter if that person is the king of a country, yeah, they might give them protocol, they might give them security because of their status in the dunya, but there is no one who can be more simple and more pious than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do the tawaf of the Kaaba, his head used to be lowered, bowed in humbleness, in ajizi. And the awliya-i-kiram, the sahaba-i-kiram, we hear about the awliya-i-kiram, the sahaba-i-kiram, whenever they used to perform the hajj, the tawaf, the umrah, they used to put their head in sincerity, in ajizi. You know, people, I mentioned before, wearing the same type of clothing, just two pieces of ihram, nothing else. That we came to this world with nothing. But ihram, it reminds you of that time. Remember, O people, when you came to this world, you had two cloths, your body, you were naked, you had nothing on you, and people wrapped your body to cover yourself. And then when you die, you're going to have three pieces of cloth when you die. Ihram reminds you of that. Ihram reminds you of your duty as a Muslim. And Islam does not teach you where you are spending a lot of money, but Islam teaches you sincerity. When a person travels to carry out the rituals of Hajj, he is reminded of his journey to Allah Ta'ala and the hereafter. That is such a simple thing. Hajj reminds you of your journey. When you die and you leave this world, Hajj reminds you that he leaves behind his dear friends, wife, children, and his homeland. Likewise, the journey of the hereafter, when you're going to leave everything behind. You know, you never know, you could be a billionaire or a millionaire. You can be a trillionaire. You're going to leave everything behind. There is nothing that you are going to take with you. Ek din marna hai. Akhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai. Akhir maut hai. Whatever you do. Hajj, it reminds you of your death as well. Hajj reminds you of your duties towards Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who goes on this journey equips himself with enough provision to help him reach the sacred land. So let him remember that for his journey to Allah, he needs to have sufficient provisions to help him get there safely. Just like you want the best seat in the plane, you want the best flights, you want the easy travel, in the same way, what have we planned for the easy travel in the next life? Hum jab yahan se intiqal karenge, when we shift from this world to the next world, what have we prepared? What kind of transport have we prepared for that? What kind of easiness have we held for ourselves? That is something that we need to understand. When the pilgrim is put on the two garments of ihram, in which case he is called a muhrim, he cannot help but be reminded of the shroud in which he will be wrapped after he dies. This ihram, it reminds you of the kafan that you are going to wear when you die. And it should remind you of that. That today, I'm just wearing two pieces of cloth. There will be a time when they will wrap me around in three pieces of cloth and bury me. So that reminds you. This is such a simple message of Islam, my dear Islam brothers. But then, what do we do in this world? Hum kis tarah apni zindagi guzar rahe hain? You know, we want to wear the best clothes. I want to wear the best branded name clothing. And the day you're going to die, they will take this most expensive watch that you spend a grand or a couple of grand. People boast in front of people. Janab, eta meta zaar poni. Sirf zaar poni kadi lahi hai. Sirf zaar. Why? Because they want other people to know how rich they are. They want other people to know that they are wearing branded clothes. What kind of brand kafan are you going to wear? Kis brand ka kafan pehnenge? You going to wear the branded kafan? No. Wohi latthe ka kafan hoga. That's it. Just a very simple cloth will be wrapped around you and you'll be left in that grave as well. And this journey to Allah Azza wa Jal, he needs to have sufficient provisions to help him get there safely. This prompts, yani the ihram, it prompts one to give up disobedience and sin. Just as he has given up his regular clothing for Hajj, likewise he has to give up everything. He has to give up sinning as well. You know, a person is so busy, you know, madly, you know, he's there working, busy. Everyone's a busy now, but you know, they're like bumblebees, like busying about. And then what happens is you leave everything, and you go for this long journey. In the same way, there will be a time When those who say that I'm busy, I don't get time to do my ibadat, I don't get time to read the Quran, I don't get time to recite Durood Pak, yara, I'm too busy, man, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Remember, there will be a time, no matter how busy you are, you're going to leave everything behind. There was a man, and he approached his last moments of his life, and he was a rich man, and all his life, he has been working for this dunya, money, 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 money. And that's what he used to do. And then what happened when the angel of death came, and the angel of death, when he introduced himself, the man, he started to cry. Oh, angel of death, please give me some time. Thodi si mohlat de, let me go back home. At least tell my family. Let me just organize a few things, and then I'll be coming with you. And the angel of death, he will say, I gave you time. Allah gave you all this life. What did you do with that? How did you spend your life? And now you are not going to even get 1/100th of a second, and his soul is taken out of his body. Aaj hum kehte hain, I'm very busy. Mere paas time nahi hai. What can I do? I want to do hajj, but I don't get time. I want to go to the masjid. I don't get time. I want to do this. I don't get time. How long are you going to utter this wazifa? Kitni der hai wazifa padhna? Now it's time that we move on. Now it's time that we look to ourselves. How, you know, how we are living our lives. When that day comes, no one's going to look at you. Another person, a similar story. He had a lot of wealth. And when that person, he was about to die. And when Malakul Maut alayhi salam came and said, I'm going to take your soul away. This person, he says, bring my wealth to me. And when his wealth was taken, because he knew that now his time is over. And he knew what he was expecting. He knew that he was disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this person, he cried and he says, ah, my wealth. And he brought everything and he started cursing the wealth. Because of you, I forgot my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Because of you, I kept myself busy in this world. And his wealth, Allah Ta'ala will give power to the wealth to speak. A paisa bolsi. And this money, this wealth will say, oh man, why are you cursing me? Did I stop you from the remembrance of Allah? Did I stop you from not going to the masjid? It is I, any wealth, who gave you a status in your family. It is I, the wealth, that gave you a status in the society. People never knew that. People never knew who you are. It is me who gave you that status. Aaj, today, you're asking, you're talking about, now, Meh Chaudhary Saab, Raja Saab, Malak Saab, whatever Saab. Who gave you that? Who's calling you Saab today? Ye thoda sa hai, that's why people are respecting you. If money wasn't everything, my dear Islam, if it wasn't for money, we wouldn't have get that respect. But it's the way you use that money. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, did he not have money? Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the richest man in Medina. Hazrat Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great businessman, such a great rich person. Did his wealth divert him from the remembrance of Allah? No, it didn't. So why is our wealth, my wealth, your wealth, diverting us from the remembrance of Allah? Allah Ta'ala, he mentions inside the glorious Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O believers, do not let your wealth and your children stop you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And whoever does so is going to be amongst the losers. You're going to be a loser. You want to lose in your life? No. Alhamdulillah, Islam wants you to be a winner. Islam always encourages, you know, to be rising above all the odds. Islam says to you, do your business, aap kamaye paisa, but do not forget your Rabb Azza wa Jal. When one says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, at the miqat, the station of entering the ihram, he means that he has responded to his Lord. So how can he insist on still sinning and not responding to Allah's call to give it up? And when you go for Hajj, you give up everything. You give up sinning. So when a person, he goes for Hajj, he goes into this sacred sanctuary. He leaves the world behind and he goes and he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, because that is going to remind him. You know, when you are in Arafat and you see all the Hajjis there after Zuhr Salah and Asr Salah, you see people in the open raising their hands, making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That reminds you of the Day of Judgment, when everyone will be gathered on the plains of Judgment Day, And at that time, you will not have no time to make dua. You will not be able to read any salah. You will not be able to lift your hands even for 1 second, make a dua. Now, because the hereafter is Darul Jaza, not Darul Amal. This world is Darul Amal. If you haven't done anything today, you're going to regret it on the Day of Judgment. So this Hajj journey, this journey when you are in Arafat, when you are sleeping in the openness of Muzdalifah, it reminds you that, oh millionaire person, oh rich man, oh so-and-so that has such a high status, kitne kitne alqab hain aapke, people call you Dr. Saab, Hafiz Saab, Maulana Saab, people call you with so many labels and so many names. But here you are sleeping in the open, oh person, on the Day of Judgment, you will be in the open. You will be, only those people will be in the shade of the mercy of Allah, upon whom Allah Ta'ala has mercy upon them. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Islam and Hajj teach us simplicity. Apne aap ko, always try to keep yourself low. Dana khak mein milkar gule gulzar banta hai. Always keep yourself lowered. You're a Haji Sahab, you're a Chaudhary Sahab today, but tomorrow, what were you before? You ask your parents. I go back 50 years, I ask how my parents live. I'll be honest with you, bichare, they didn't even get 2 meals in a day. They were struggling for that. Allah Ta'ala has given us so much, so what do? I say that I'm better than that person? No. You've heard of the story of Mahmud and Ayaz. And Mahmud was the king, Ayaz was the minister. And one day, some of the ministers that were jealous with Ayaz, they came to the king Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi alayhi, and they said that, O Badshah Salamat, O king, do you know that Ayaz is taking stuff from your palace to this place in the jungle, and he's burying it there, he's stealing from you? So Mahmud, he says that this cannot be true, because he could not believe that someone so pious as Ayaz, you know, he could be like that. But when the ministers, they said that, no, he does that. So one day, Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullahi, he followed Ayaz. Late at night, he was following him. And then he went into a hut and he walked inside. Mahmud knocked on the door. Ayaz, when he opened the door, he was shocked. He goes, Bashar Salamat, what are you doing here at this late part of the night? He goes, Ayaz, I never knew you would do this. Mujhe nahi pata tha aap ye karenge. He goes, Bashar Salamat, what have I done? And Ayaz, he says, what have I done? And Mahmud says that, I've been told that you've been stealing from my palace and you've been bringing stuff here. And then he saw a wooden box. And Mahmud, he says, Ayaz, open that box. And Ayaz wouldn't open that box. Badshah Salamat, please, for the sake of Allah, leave it alone. Meri izzat raklein, please don't. And the ministers that were there, they said, see, told you he's been stealing from your palace. He's not opening that box. He's put the gold and the silver, everything in there. And when Mahmud walks forward, he asks his the police to open the box. When they open the box, what do they find inside? They find a pair of torn shoes and a set of clothes. Torn clothes. And everyone's shocked, gobsmacked. Ayaz, what's this? And Ayaz, he turned around and he says, Oh King, Badshah Salamat, when I came to you the first day, I was wearing these clothes and I was wearing these shoes. Now, Allah Ta'ala has granted me so much. It is due to the grant that Allah Ta'ala has given me. The mercy that Allah Ta'ala has showered me. Ye aapki barakat hai, mujhe Allah ne itna kuch diya hai. Every night I come to this place and I remind myself that, oh Ayaz, this in reality is you. Ask yourself and remind yourself, you are a son of a person who never used to get food to eat. You belong to a family that used to live in huts made out of mud. When it used to rain, your houses used to fall down. Look at your parents, how hard they lived their lives. Allah Ta'ala has granted you so much today. We have big mansions where we live. We have cars, we have money, we have everything today. There was a time when your parents, your grandparents, they lived in a simple hut. Are you not part of that same family? Are you not part of that same blood? So why are we boasting? Hum kyun apne aap ko itna fakhr karte hain? Why do you think that I am the best person? Mere saath ye banda khada hi na ho. Yeah, we feel guilty sometimes when someone sits with us. Yara ek utha ghareeb ja manal pe gaya. Yara ek utha majar manal pe gaya. Yara ek utha manal pe gaya. No, think to yourself. If Allah Ta'ala has given you that status, He'll take that away. There was a husband and wife on the day of Eid. They were sat down having dinner together. They hear a knock on the door. And the wife, she goes to open the door and she screams and she faints. The husband quickly comes out and he picks his wife and takes her inside. And then when she comes back around, the husband asks her, "What happened to you? Why did you faint? What was wrong?" And the wife, she said that, "Did you not see that beggar outside?" And he said that, "Yes, I saw that beggar. I gave him something and he went off." And the wife, she says that, "No, that beggar was my husband, my first husband. Before I married you, he was my husband." And the person, he says, "Shall I tell you something more shocking?" And he goes, "What?" He goes, "Last year, that beggar that you are talking about that knocked on your door and your husband pushed him away and swore at him and he pushed him away from his house, that beggar was me. Oh, Meta. Look at the ek saal. It took just 1 year for that millionaire to become a beggar and that beggar to become a millionaire. Aaj Allah Ta'ala, if He wishes, He can bring you down whenever He wants. There are so many. Kitne Ameer Kabir. Look in the last 20 years. How many millionaires have you seen that were begging on the streets? Kitni buri halatein unki hui hain. So never ever boast in the court of Allah. Don't ever look at someone, you know, who's not like me. Ye mere paas paisa hai. I've got this, I've got that. You will have everything. When Sikandar, when he left this world, what did he say? "Leave my hands out of my coffin to tell the world that I am taking nothing with me." Jitne duniya ko Sikandar chala tha, lekin jab gaya, khali haath gaya, he went with nothing. So aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, let's think to ourselves. When a person, he boasts in front of other people, that person in reality, he's killing his own self. When one does tawaf, he is reminded of our father Ibrahim, who built the house to be a place of sanctuary for mankind and a place of safety. He called them to perform pilgrimage to this house, as did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab tawaf, when a haji does tawaf, he should look at the Kaaba. He should remind him of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. It should remind him of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And they should remind him that it is the command of Allah that I have come here. When one drinks the water of Zamzam, he is reminded of the blessings which Allah has bestowed upon mankind in the form of this blessed water from which millions of people have drunk throughout time, but it has never ever dried up and it will never dry up until the day of judgment. Aaj, for a little piece of land, we fight over that little piece of land. Mari zameen hai, mari aar hai, mari zameen, mara khu hai, all these kind of things. We are fighting over that. With a little piece of land, we are killing one another. Allah Ta'ala reminds you of that. That, "Oh people, you are drinking the well of the water of Zamzam. I have given you this blessing, blessed water. It will never finish." Even scientists today have done researches on the well of Zamzam. And they say, "We cannot find the source of the water. Wo kahan se paani aata hai Zamzam?" Even scientists have put their hands up. They don't even know where the water comes from. So this water of Zamzam is a blessing of Allah. When the haji drinks this water of Zamzam, that should remind him that it is Allah who provides the rizq. When one performs the sa'i, he is reminded of the trial that afflicted Sayyida Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when she ran back and forth between Safa and Marwa, searching for water which would save her from what she was suffering, and especially so that she could give her little son Ismail. Since this patient woman, in her face of this adversity, and turned to her Lord, this teaches man that whatever that need may be, we should turn to Allah. Hazrat Sayyida Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she turned to Allah azza wa jal. Allah ki ek waliya wahan par, because she ran between these mountains. No doubt Safa and Marwa are the signs of Allah. Look at these mountains. Allah ta'ala has made them the signs. Why? Because of this great waliya of Allah azza wa jal. Aaj we are running between these two mountains. We are running. That should remind you of Sayyida Hajra and her struggles. And it should remind you that Allah Ta'ala gifted her with water. Now it should remind us, whenever we are in problems, who do we turn to? We turn back to Allah. Allah ki taraf lo lagayin. Come back to Allah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It is Allah's remembrance that will bring satisfaction in your heart. Where are we finding satisfaction? When we get into problems, where do we go? You know, we go, ek banda ke idhar jata, you have financial problems, kabhi iske paas dorte hain, kabhi uske paas dorte hain. We should turn towards Allah. Koi bhi problem ho, koi bhi musibat a jaye, turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is the one who will help you and guide you. The wukuf, Standing on Arafat reminds the pilgrim of the groups of people on the day of gathering. Allahu Akbar. It will remind you what will happen on the day of judgment, when everyone will be there, when the mother will not even recognize her own son, the son will not recognize his own parents. Allahu Akbar. When one throws the pebbles at the Jamarat, the Muslim is physically denouncing the shaitan. Hum shaitan ko marte hain. Why? Because, oh shaitan, you are the enemy of Allah. We hit the shaitan. Have we ever hit our nafs? Hum apne nafs ko kya saza dete hain? We hit the shaitan. And then what happens? Straight after Hajj, the shaitan will attack us again. Wahi guna banda karta hai. And so many people, Makkah Park mein rehte hain. Fajr ki namaz nahi padte. Makkah Park mein rehte. I've heard so many people. Kitne wahan par bechare taxi driver. I've heard of them. Maine khud mulaqat ki hai. Bechare, they live in Makkah. Puri duniya se log aate hain haj karne ke liye. But these poor souls live in Makkah. Phir bhi, they don't read namaz. Ek taxi driver, I met him there. He goes, I've been living in Makkah for 4 years. 4 saal ho gaye. Ek martaba bhi maine Kaabe ki ziyarat nahi ki. I have not seen the Kaaba for 4 years. And he was in a state of shock himself. Yaar, 4 years and I haven't done the tawaf of the Kaaba. Waja kya hai? It doesn't matter where you live. You need to have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these hajis are reminded. Today you are throwing stones at the shaitan. Throw them at your nafs as well. When one slaughters his sacrifice, one is reminded of the great event of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The way he slaughtered the sheep or the lamb in exchange for Ismail alayhi salam. Slaughter your inner self as well. Slaughter the shaitan. My dear Islam brothers, Hajj, it teaches you this simplicity. Aye, let's perform Hajj and let's make our life a very simple life. May Allah Ta'ala reward me and all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Habib. Sallallahu Ala Muhammad.
This Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. See you.